Welcome to season one of Why Play Anywhere Else, a Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast by the players, for the players. My name is Jay Shrigling, and I'll be your host. With that being said, Arkansas Sticks president, Coach Chase Brewster, is always on the lookout to enhance the opportunities for all of his players across the country and enhance his program in general. We believe this podcast is another aspect to that goal. Be ready for some in-depth conversation and some genuine content here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. Let's dig into today's episode after a word from our sponsor. Episode sponsor is JKR Baseball. After starting as the JKR podcast less than 2 years ago, 2023 will be a year of expansion. That expansion not only includes this podcast, but the potential for an entire baseball podcast network. Other features and services include event management, collegiate baseball player branding, NIL advisement, and a new blog starting this spring. With this expansion, we are now on the lookout for future young talent with similar mindsets. Are you a college or even a high school student that wants to work in baseball? JKR Baseball might be the place for you to get your foot in the door. If this sounds like something you may be interested in, contact me, Jay Shrigling, at 260-585-4388. But with that being said, let's dig into today's episode. And welcome back to Why Play Anywhere Else, the Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast for the players, by the players. Two special guests today include 2026 left-handed pitcher Owen Davenport and 2025 Arkansas commit McLean Moody. With that being said, how are both you guys doing today? Pumped to have both you guys here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast.
Doing great.
Awesome.
Yes, sir. I'm doing good.
Awesome. All right, guys. So before we dig into your baseball careers, I got one question I like to ask everybody that gets on the podcast, and that is, for those of you who don't know you, how would you introduce yourself? Who exactly is Owen Davenport, and who exactly is McLean Moody? Owen, we'll go ahead and start with you, and then we'll go to McLean.
All right. I'm a Prairie Grove High School. I'm always going to be a guy that'll work hard while I'm doing whatever I'm doing. I'll always be there for a good time. I'll make sure I get connections with everybody I'm around. I'll always make a friend wherever I'm at, and I'm always just there to play ball.
I am McLean Moody. I'm a 2025 Arkansas commit. I'm a right-handed pitcher. I'm very tall, pretty lanky. I use my length to my advantage, and I just try to keep my body moving and keep it healthy as much as possible.
Okay. So with this being the Arkansas Sticks podcast, let's dig into it, to how you guys got connected to the Arkansas Sticks and Coach Brewster. From the sounds of it to our conversation before we started recording, sounds like, you know, you guys are both in different stages when it comes to, you know, Owen sounds like, you know, you just got connected with Coach Brewster and the Sticks. McLean sounds like you might've been there a little bit longer, but for both of you guys, let's just stick with that same lineup. You know, how'd you guys get connected with the Arkansas Sticks? And just take us kind of through your travel baseball career so far.
So for me, Spencer Adcock and Matt Benson have been a big influence on helping me get involved with the Sticks. Spencer and Coach Brewster know each other and they talk quite a bit. And, Matt Benson actually, was my coach last year from travel ball with Legacy, which, now is part of the Sticks organization. And, they have both gotten me involved with them, and it's going to be great.
I originally got connected through with Coach Brewster through my head baseball coach at my high school. He grew up with Coach Brewster. They both went to the same junior college together. My high school coach saw that I have good potential, and he called Brewster and was like, "Hey, you need to come watch this kid." And then he watched me on one of our live streams, a game that I pitched. I did pretty well. And then he texted me after the game, asked me to come play for him. And then we just got everything settled out. And you know, that was history. That was last year.
Okay. So with both of you guys, you know, being kind of somewhat newer to this Arkansas Sticks program, what is that relationship like, you know, with Coach Brewster? Obviously he is the face of the organization, you know, built this to, you know, how big it's already been and, you know, is going to continuously evolve these next couple of years. But for you guys, you know, what is that relationship you guys have with Coach Brewster? And then maybe, you know, maybe that first interaction you guys had with him and how that's evolved since you kind of got to know him.
For me, I've only gotten to talk to him once. It was over the phone, and it was a really good talk that I had with him. He's straight to the point. He'll tell you whatever he's thinking. He seems like a really great guy, and he definitely will be somebody that'll be good to have a good connection with.
I've talked to Brewster a handful of times. He's a really, really, really nice guy. He really wants his players to get to where he thinks they can be, like to the top level. Like he really wants everybody to maximize what he thinks they have. And I really, really like that because, I mean, he just wants the best for everybody around him.
So with both you guys having somewhat of a travel baseball career before coming to the Arkansas Sticks, you know, how would that comparison be of, you know, the Arkansas Sticks program to, you know, where you guys have been at in the past? Owen, I know you haven't played an Arkansas Sticks game yet, but, you know, just for that question, kind of just what are you looking forward to most for your first summer with the Arkansas Sticks?
For me, I'm really excited because I have played in some fairly big tournaments before, like with my legacy team. We went to Florida for this pretty big tournament. I've gone and played with the Arkansas Sticks team that Marcus Bates played for. We went and played in some big tournaments there, like in South Haven. But with the Sticks, I'm really excited because I know it's going to be the best competition I can play with, and I know it's going to be the best guys that will be available for me to play with that I'll get to compete with and get a chance to show my stuff.
Okay.
I'm very excited to continue playing with the Sticks because every weekend, every tournament we go out to is just a new experience. I mean, you get so many people watching you, so many opportunities each time you get to go out there and play. Like every time you get to play is just a new door opening pretty much. And it's very, very nice.
So transition a little bit to high school baseball. Owen, your first high school game is what coming up, you said tomorrow, right? So let's just dig into the high school season. You know, what's the outlook for you guys' high school teams there at, what is it, Prairie? Is it Prairie View or North Prairie? Prairie Grove.
It's Prairie Grove.
Prairie Grove and Northside. Just what are some of those expectations? What is the outlook for both your guys' teams this year? And Owen, what are you looking forward to tomorrow for your first official high school baseball game?
I'm pretty excited. I think our team's going to be pretty good this year. I know Coach Cameron, his goal for us, he said he wants us to play in that state championship game and that he knows that we're good enough to. And I think that if we play as good as I know we can, I think we'll have a really good year. Tomorrow, I'm going to start off the game at first base and get to pitch some, and I'll get to really just see what I can do on the high school baseball field.
For us, we don't start for another couple weeks. I think a week and a half, maybe. We start on February 27th. But I'm really excited for this season. We're gonna have a pretty scrappy team this year. We're gonna be pretty good. Like we have a lot of guys. We put together the pieces well. We have a pretty good looking staff. I'm very excited for this season and what it's going to hold.
All right, McLean, I got one individual question here for you. And Owen, this is just because, you know, you haven't had this experience yet. So McLean, take us through last year, your freshman year, first time playing high school baseball. You know, what did that look like? What were some surprises? What did that look like? And then, you know, for guys like Owen, guys like Marquise Bates and some of these other Arkansas Sticks who are in that class of 2026 starting their high school careers in the next coming weeks, what would be some advice you would give some of those guys?
Honestly, my biggest advice would be just keep your expectations keep your expectations pretty high, because your high school coaches, they're going to trust the older guys, obviously. But whenever you get your opportunity, you want to show them what you got, because you're not going to get very many of them. Like, I only got two chances to show what I had. And in both of those chances, I played to the very best I could, and it showed. And now this year, I'm getting what I wanted last year, and I'm getting to start on varsity and getting to be the number one in our rotation, and it's very nice.
Okay. So as we look into, you know, this 2023 season, so this can be high school and travel baseball. Let's just flip this order around. Let's go to McLean to Owen. You know, what are some of those goals and expectations you guys have for the high school season as a team and individually, and then the same for travel baseball, playing for the Sticks, maybe some goals you have for this summer individually and as a team?
Honestly, for high school, I just want to go out there and dominate and play the hardest and best I can every single game until the whistle blows, because high school only lasts as long as it does. And last year I got to see all my seniors leave, and it was pretty sad. My brother was one of them. So it was pretty sad. And so it made me realize that it doesn't last that very long. And so that's that. But for the Sticks, I want to do the similar, but I'm going to have to play to a higher level, because the competition just jumps to a whole different level whenever you're playing against the guys that we're having to go out there and play against every week. So that one, I'm just going to have to keep my body healthy and just keep my head down.
Yeah, for me, I think my goal is just to go out there for high school, compete, and try to earn my spot as a starter, and keep it, and try to get myself the best opportunity I can to help my team out. And for the Sticks, I know it's going to be, like McLean said, a whole other level of competition, and I'm going to do my best to compete for them, because I'm also going to be a PO during the summer. So I'll get to focus on that as much as I can, and I'll get to show off what I can do.
So as we look into we talk about the future here in terms of, you know, goals, expectations for this season. Looking into the past, for these past couple of years, for both of you guys, what are some of those just favorite baseball memories that you have, whether that's, you know, maybe something cool that you're doing in the game, maybe going down to, you know, Atlanta, hanging out with some teammates, whatever it happens to be, you know, what are a couple of those just favorite baseball memories that you guys have had so far?
Honestly, I really, really liked last summer, because it was just me and my mom every weekend. Like, wherever we were, we would just drive down there. Each tournament was like 12 hours. We would just drive down there together. And then I got down there and I pretty much know everybody on my team. I've known them for a long time. So we just get down there and we all get to hang out and we're just playing ball. And, I would say my favorite was probably in Tampa Bay. Last summer, it was our last tournament of the summer. I got one start that weekend, and I went out there. I threw four innings, had seven strikeouts, but that was also the start that got Matt Hobbs to look at me, the pitching coach at Arkansas.
For me, my favorite memory that I've had was this last year. I got to play in a tournament in Hoover, Alabama. It was this 64 teams, and out of all the teams, the team I played with ended up getting third. We started off the weekend with 11 guys, and two of them ended up getting hurt. So we played the last 4 days of the tournament with only 9 guys. And we went and competed there. The game, I got to come in. I threw 3 innings. I had 9 Ks in my 3 innings, and I just feeling good, and it was just a really good weekend, because I knew all the guys, and it was just some of the best baseball I think I've ever gotten to play in.
Okay, so at this moment in both your guys' careers, you both are playing, you guys are both pitching, but also hitting, but you're projected to, you know, be POs at that next level, go dominate, go shove at that collegiate, potentially pro level as well. You know, when that does happen, when it comes time to, you know, evolve to a PO, how do you guys see your guys' games just evolving just maybe a little bit more quickly when it comes time to, you know, just solely focus on pitching beyond, you know, just trying to focus on hitting a little bit as well?
It's pretty nice because I get a taste of that during the summer with the sticks, because I PO for the sticks during the summer. So I pretty much virtually do no hitting during the summer. I just work strictly on my pitching, arm care, keeping my body healthy. And I like that. Going from high school where I'm hitting every day while also working on my pitching, and then to going straight into just pitching, I just jumped to a whole different level as a pitcher. And it's needed as well, though, because I'm playing against a much higher level of hitters.
For me, I'm really excited to be able to get to just to straight being a pitcher, because pitching is the thing I like to do the most. It's always been my thing. So whenever I get the opportunity to work on that strictly and just get as good at and effective at that as possible, I think I'll really see what I can do, because whenever I really care about pitching as much as I do, I think if I really focus on that, I'll get to another level I didn't even realize I could get to.
Okay. So let's dig into when you guys are both on the mound. Let's dig into pitching repertoire. So take us through that. Maybe what your best secondary pitches, maybe the pitch that needs to develop the most. Take us through what that pitching repertoire looks like.
So I start out, I have my four seam fastball. Then my next best pitch I would say is probably my splitter. It honestly works more like a fork ball rather than a splitter, but nobody really throws fork balls nowadays. But and then my breaking ball, which it's more like a slurve type shape, and then my changeup, which that's like a two seam changeup. It runs a little more than it drops, and I like that because it works away from my breaking ball. And then a pitch I'm working on right now is my two seam, because I'm trying to get that down so I can work that away from lefties, have another pitch that I can, you know, have another out pitch against lefties.
Yeah, for me, I'm a big fastball curveball guy. I like to throw mainly my two seam with my curveball, because they run opposite directions, so I can get them to break off. My curveball is more like a slurve. My two seam, I go pretty good run with it. But my biggest pitch I need to work on is definitely my changeup. I get good movement on it. It's just I don't always have the best control with it. So whenever I can get that work, it'll be pretty nice.
Okay, so mechanic-wise, let's kind of dig through that. You know, when your guys are actually on the mound, so whether that's, you know, your windup or when you're in the stretch, take us through what those mechanics look like for you, both of you guys, when you're on the mound.
With me, so I typically like to go out of the stretch because it, I've always just been more comfortable out of that. And so I work very, I try to use my length to my advantage the most, and I try to get as much leverage on the ball as possible. And so I just try to keep my hips and everything in line so I can use my arms and my legs and everything to the full potential.
For me, I like to go out of the windup more personally, because I feel like whenever I can get my body moving a little bit before I do my leg kick and everything, I feel like it just gives me a extra momentum going towards the plate. I like to have a high leg kick because it lets me go and get down the mound as much as possible. And I try to keep everything in line directionally. I'm not always the best, but I go and I can figure it out and I can get myself in line and I get moving pretty good.
As pitchers, you know, obviously one big thing to, you know, succeeding at the, you know, at a high level of travel baseball you guys are at is having a good relationship with your guys' catcher, your battery mate. So how do you guys go about, you know, building that relationship with different catchers? Obviously, McLean, you probably had that experience last year going and just meeting a bunch of different sticks catchers for the first time. Owen, that's something that you're going to have to be dealing with this summer. So how do you guys go about dealing with or just building that relationship, building that trust amongst your guys' battery mates?
Our sticks team kept the same two catchers all summer. We kept Nolan Belcher and Cade Palmer. I developed really good relationships with both catchers. I mean, even after the season was over, that my camp that I went to up at Arkansas, Cade Palmer was there too. And I mean, the second I saw him, I mean, I went up there, I went and hugged him, and my mom talked to his dad. Like, we have a great relationship. And so I really like that. I really like to build a relationship with my catchers because I like to know what they're thinking, and I like them to know what I'm thinking, just so we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
For me, I've always been like, one of my first things I'd always like to do is to get a good relationship with my catcher, because I know that how important it is to go and get a good relationship with him so that I can go and we're both comfortable with each other and how we play. And we can both play to the best of our abilities. Like, one of the first things I like to do is I go and I just start talking to him, and we have questions. Like, I ask him stuff about them, like their personal lives and everything like that. Make sure I get good with them on a personal note, and then we can go and start talking baseball. So it's just more comfortable with each other.
Okay. So let's say you guys are scouts watching each other pitch this year, watching yourselves pitch this year. What would be that personal scouting report that you would write up on yourself, your strengths, maybe some things you need to develop? What would be that personal scouting report you'd write up on yourself?
For me, I would write that he has good velocity. He spins the ball well, but I get deep in counts. I do. That's one thing I've been trying to work on. I get a little deep in counts, so it runs my pitch count up, and so I can't go as long in games as I would like. But that, and my command gets away from me on my secondary pitches sometimes. And so those would be the weaknesses I would write. And strength-wise, I mean, I don't really know.
Well, obviously there has to be some sort of strength. I mean, you're a sophomore. You haven't played a sophomore game as a high schooler yet, and you're committed to Arkansas, one of the best baseball programs. You got to be so hard on yourself. There's got to be some sort of strengths there.
I mean, there probably is, but from an inside perspective, I mean, I just don't know.
No, I mean that's a common mindset. You know, everyone always, you know, critiques themselves a little bit more than what they should. I mean, I do the same thing, shoot. But, you know, obviously there has to be some sort of strengths there for, you know, being an Arkansas commit. But, Owen, can I take us – or, you know, McLean?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Okay, Owen, so what's your personal scouting report?
I would probably say I've got good movement on my off-speed, and I've got good run on my fastball. I think my biggest – negatives about my pitching is probably I need to work on control a little bit and make sure I, like McLean said, don't get myself deep in counts and make sure that I go and am always a first pitch strike guy and that I just trust myself more and let myself work instead of worrying too much about trying to make the batter do other stuff instead of just letting myself do my own stuff.
Okay. So with only two of you guys here on the podcast here today, like I said, I want to dig a little bit deeper to most questions I don't ask when it's, you know, three people here on the podcast. So with both you guys being pitchers, let's dig into your guys' arm care situation. So starting out in season with this question, and then we'll move on to just off season. Take us through your in-season arm care. You know, let's say you guys are starting game one. And then after that, what does that next day look like? And then those days leading up to your next start, what does that look like in season arm care wise?
I mean, before I got there and pitch, I do the same routine every single day. I take my bands and I'll do a warm up with those. And then I take my, plyo ball and I'll do a mobility workout with those just to keep my arm, you know, fully loose. And then I take my hip and core bands and I'll go through like a series of things with those to get my hips and glutes and hamstrings and everything firing. And then I'll do a couple of like explosive movements to, you know, get my body used to getting in weird positions and functioning in weird positions. So that limits injury as well. But I mean, post throwing or post outing, I I like to go, like, day one, I'll go, like, a lighter toss day with more running and more like that to pull the lactic acid out of my arm and all that. And then day two, I'll do similar to day one with a little more throwing, a little more weight ball stuff. And then day three, I'll ramp it up a little bit more. And then day four, ramp it up. And then day five, I'm pretty good by then.
For me, I'm actually – this last year, I hurt my elbow. So I'm still – I'm just now getting back from my injury. I got cleared about a month ago. So I got this band program that I'm working on. I have my bands every day, and I have my plyo balls every day. My trainer gave me this set of leg and hip mobility stuff too to help me get that going and getting that moving good so I can prevent injury on my arm and take more stress off of my arm. So I go and do my bands, plyos, and stretches every day for my legs. The day I throw, I make sure I get myself really hot, and because it's like I go, and the longer I throw, it's like I get better because I didn't completely get as loose as I should, I think. So I make sure I get really hot before I go, and then I get, and then that way I'm at my peak when I start. And I make sure that, like, the days after, I can give myself a cool down and keep my body loose still to make sure I get all my blood flowing. And that way I don't get myself super tight and everything before my next start.
Okay, so sticking with arm care here, let's transition it from in season to off season. Take us through what your guys' deload looks like in the fall, and then as you guys, you know, start ramping up to, you know, right around this time where you guys are right around hitting 100%. What does that deload? What does that ramp up stage look like for both you guys?
For me, I have a more heavy deload than most people because I don't play fall baseball. I just take off in the fall and play strictly football. And so I don't do much baseball throwing. I work with the football and still do my bands and all that stuff as well. But whenever it gets more into like September and not September, but November and December, that's whenever I start picking up the baseball again. And then at that point, I'll go more like, I'll work into it, and then once I'm pretty, my arm's pretty conditioned to where I like it, I'll go heavier with stuff like heavy plyo balls, heavy like that, to just build up the arm strength. And then whenever we get closer, we go back to lighter and more in-season type stuff.
Okay.
For me, this last year, I wasn't able to play fall ball because, like I said, I was injured. So during my off season, I was completely off for my arm, but I was making sure I was getting everything else stronger. So like my legs and my core and everything like that, just to make sure it would be able to handle itself so it would take more stress off my arm. But then around November, December, I start throwing every day if I can, try to do long toss 2-3 times a week so I can get my arm in condition and get it strong again and make sure I do all my bands and everything so I can get that as strong as it can before season starts.
So transition a little bit to the recruiting process here for this question. We'll go ahead, flip that order back around, start with Owen, go to McLean. So for Owen, obviously you're one of the top 2026 prospects in the state of Arkansas. So I'm assuming you're, you know, kind of going through that recruiting process right now or going to be here within the near future. So kind of dig into that, you know, what you're looking forward to most, maybe what's going on right now. Just kind of maybe some things you're looking for, stuff like that. Just give us a little breakdown on that, you know, upcoming recruiting process. And then for McLean, you're 2025 going to Arkansas. You already know where you're going for school in a couple of years. So just take us through that recruiting process in terms of, you know, how it got started, when it got started, some key things that made Arkansas stand out. You know, just give us a little, you know, breakdown on that. So Owen, go ahead and, you know, kind of take us through where your mindset is on that recruiting process.
So for me, actually, I got injured not very long after I got ranked number 2 in the state. So I haven't really had the opportunity to go to many camps after that happened. so I haven't really gotten to get seen as well. So right now, there's not really a whole lot going on. Like a month ago, I went to a camp at UCA. My cousin is actually a coach there. So he said I should go to that. I know they liked me. They said they're going to keep an eye on me. But I haven't really had the opportunity to get seen as much as I would like to, just from the fact that I have been injured. But I'm still excited for the chance to get recruited this summer and the opportunity to go and to play with some of the best guys you can play with.
Well, so last summer was whenever I got my scholarship offer, but so it started at the end of last summer. Coach Brewster had told me before the game that or not Coach Brewster, but my coach, Coach Reckworth, had told me before the game that Coach Hobbs was going to be there. And so I knew from that point that I had to go out there and show out more than I would have had to have regardless. But so I went out there and I did what I wanted to. And then it wasn't like 30 minutes after the game, Coach Brewster had sent me Coach Hobbs' number. And then so then he gave me a day to call him and a time, and I called him. And then he we talked for a while. He asked me about, you know, everything, you know, what I'm working on, my grades, all that stuff. And then he asked me to come up to a camp there. And then so I went to a camp, and I looked at all their stuff, and it was everything there is just so nice. Like, everything is just – they have top-notch stuff. And but I think the biggest thing for me was just I've always wanted to go to Arkansas. I mean, I live 45 minutes from the University of Arkansas. Like, I've been to so many games. I've been watching them my whole life. I'm just – I've been a lifelong fan. And so being able to get that opportunity was just amazing.
Mm-hmm. So again, here with the advice. So again, Owen is, you know, 1 year behind you, you know, maybe potentially going through that whole process that you went through last summer, coming up this upcoming summer. So what would be that advice you would give a guy like Owen, or maybe another 2026 who might be in that same footsteps? What would that advice be just going through that recruiting process?
I would say my biggest thing is that if you're not getting as much looks as you would like, don't discriminate yourself, because I mean, you're so young and it's all going to come in time. Just keep your head down, keep working, keep doing what you're doing, because I mean, you're at the level that you are for a reason. So just keep working, and whenever you get your opportunity, shine.
Okay, perfect. All right, guys. So I got a couple more questions here for you guys. Let's move away from the baseball field. Let's just stick with that same lineup here to end it out. So, you know, beyond the game of baseball, when you're maybe trying to get your mind off of things, whatever it happens to be, what would be a couple of those passions that you guys have beyond the game of baseball?
I just really like to go and hang out with my friends. They're a really huge part in my life. Like, one of my best friends, I'm neighbors with him, so I can just hop the fence and I'm at his house. So, I mean, I go and I like to hang out with my friends, and they help me get my mind off all the things that would ever stress me out, stuff like that. And I just like to go hang out with them, do whatever.
For me, I really like, so I have two brothers, and one of them is pretty close in age. He's 19. And so I really like to hang out with them a lot. I'm really close with them. I'm really close with my mom. We do a lot together. And so beyond baseball, I really like to just spend time with my family. I really like music. I don't know. I do a lot to just around here and just chill out.
Okay. You a country music fan? I take it a lot of Arkansas, Texas people are country music fans. You like country music, or are you a, you know, I had another guy the other day tell me he likes 90s rap, which was something unique. I mean, I'm a 90s rap guy too, but.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I like everything. I like country. I really like 90s rap. I like R&B. I don't know. I like it all.
Okay. So if you were looking for both you guys, this might be a question. You guys can both answer this. All genres, you know, just everyone out there. Who's your favorite music artist?
Hold on, he got to go first.
That's a tough question. I don't really know. There's just so much out there, and there's so many people out there that have just such like good music out there that I can't even really make a decision on that.
Okay, so
I don't even know.
Does it make it easier if I can give you, you know, 2 to 3? Like, you can give me 2 to 3 options. Does that make it easier for you guys?
I think
if you give me a set genre.
Oh, all right. Well, so country is the only thing I listen to. So if I mean, I listen to 90s rap, older rap. But you know, country is where like I know the majority of the guys. So yeah. I could ask you, you know, let's say hip hop, and you tell me guys, and I'll be like, I don't know who the hell that is. So let's just do country.
Okay. Well, I like Alan Jackson. I went and saw him a couple years ago. I don't know, man. Toby Keith. Right. I don't know.
All right, so you like that 90s country too. Toby Keith, Alan Jackson.
I'm just trying to think of the greats, you know.
Yeah, of course. So Owen, what do you think?
Well, for me, I like all country too. I mean, I'm a big Zach Bryan fan. I think he's really good. This is a really tough question. I also really like the old stuff too. Like George Jones is great. Just really all country for me is just, I mean, it's all good.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, that's all I listen to. Anywhere from, you know, 90s country all the way up to now with Morgan Wallen, Hardy, Luke Combs, all those guys. But digging into this is going to be a little bit deeper than your passions. We'll dig into motivations. So what is it that just helped you guys get out of bed every morning, go kick the sheets, continuously evolve, go get better? What are some of those motivations you guys have deep down internally that just help you guys go get better?
For me, knowing that I have the opportunity to do it, like, because, I mean, I don't know, that's kind of weird to say because you're always going to believe in yourself, but knowing that I have a real shot at it just keeps me going even more, like, because knowing in like 5 years I could be pitching for an MLB organization makes me want to get there now. And so it just, I'm working as hard as I need to then now, so I'm even more prepared then.
Okay.
For me, so my whole family is baseball. Both of my brothers played college baseball. Two of my cousins played college baseball. One of them played in the minor leagues for a couple of years. He is now coaching at UCA. And they've always told me that they think I could be the best one out of all of them. And so the fact that they have confidence in me and they all were collegiate athletes as well gives me the motivation to try to be the best, because I'm also a very competitive person. So wherever I'm at, my goal has always been to be the best. So like my cousin Cody, he got drafted, played in the Royals organization for a couple of years or for a year. And, seeing him get drafted, I was hanging out with him whenever it happened. He was actually at my house, and seeing that just made me want to have that too, because baseball is my dream, and just having that there gives me extra motivation.
Okay. All right, guys. So down to my final question here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. Same question I like to ask everybody to end off every JKR podcast episode and every Why Play Anywhere Else episode. So when you guys head to college, get to that next level, you know, 3 or 4 years from now, you guys are going to have that opportunity to capitalize off your name, image, and likeness. I'm sure you guys have both heard about it, you know, that big thing that the NCAA passed a couple of years ago. When you guys do get that opportunity, what would be that dream brand that you guys would love to endorse, collaborate with, partner with, whatever happens to be? What would be that dream brand?
I don't know. I've never thought about this. Um, Man, because it could be anything.
Yeah, anything you can think of.
Exactly.
Besides, don't be boring and say Nike, but
exactly.
Anything in the world, what would that be?
I got it.
All right, let's hear it.
Popeyes.
Ooh, okay. I think that's the first time that's been an answer. That's a good one. But you guys in Arkansas, don't you guys have like Zaxby's and like?
Yeah, we got everything, but no, that's the best. They got, because it ain't just chicken. They got the mashed potatoes and gravy with the Cajun. Oh, I'm saying it's so good.
All right. See, we don't have many Popeyes up here in the Midwest. We don't have any Zaxby's, that's for sure. But there's another one that you guys, that's in Fayetteville. Shoot.
I forget Slim's.
What?
Is it Slim's?
That might be it. I can't remember. I went to Fayetteville last spring, and I remember my buddy who goes to Arkansas was like, hey, like this is like the best fast food chicken place ever. I mean, it was good. I mean,
it's probably either like Slim's or Cane's, something like that.
Now we have Cane's. I don't know what it had to be Slim's. I'd take it must be Slim's, but Zaxby's was good too. But
honestly, oh, I've never been a big fan of Zaxby's. I don't know why. I just don't really like it that much.
Yeah. Okay. I don't like Cane's that much.
I don't either.
It's overrated for sure.
Yeah.
I really don't like Cane's that much.
We had a Cane's put in on like our, so I go to Indiana University, and on our main road, next to, you know, all the main bars or the main restaurants that people go to was a Cane's that put in. And that line for the first 4 months was literally like out the door, like 100 people deep. And I'm like, why would you wait an hour for food when you can just go down the road and get whatever? But
yeah,
I guess
we just got a Whataburger put in in our town, and people have been like, people are still lining up like left and right out there. Like there's been lines. I tried to go there at 11:30 one time because I thought I was gonna beat it, and there was still lines out in the street. And I'm like, all right.
What are these people doing? All they do in life is just eat, or what? What the hell?
I don't know.
But Owen, what's your dream brand?
Well, actually, right before we started recording, I was actually thinking about this. There's three that I think would actually be fantastic. I think New Balance would be sick. I think Marucci would be really cool. I have a Marucci glove right now. And I think Slim's would also be like one of my top ones, because I would try to make sure that their Tender Mac bowl would be year round. That's my favorite thing there. I would try to make it my meal. Like that's what I would try to do.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. So you say Marucci, are you a Marucci bat guy too, or just Marucci glove?
I'm a Marucci just glove guy. I have a Voodoo bat. So.
Okay. Yeah, it's not like it's going to matter when you head to college anyway, because you'll be a PO.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, yeah.
But no, guys, that's the final question here on the Why Play NRLs podcast. You know, super pumped to get both of you guys on the show. I'm super excited to continuously watch your guys' careers, you know, not even this spring, but even beyond that as well, as you guys head to the next level. I want to wish you the best of luck, you know, this spring as your guys' games get started here. Owen for you tomorrow, and then McLean for you in a couple weeks. Best of luck this spring, this summer, and then even beyond that, these next couple years of high school and then collegiate ball and potentially pro ball as well. But no, with that being said, just like I said, guys, just thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yes, sir. Thank you.